Today, workers at the Boston Globe will hear firsthand why the newspaper is no longer for sale. The CEO of the Globe's parent company, the New York Times, will visit the Globe newsroom today to follow up on a memo in which the Times said it's holding on to the Globe because it has significantly improved its financial footing. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
With the Boston Globe now off the market, there's a sense of relief, but not much surprise, among its employees. The New York Times Company had recently told them that salary and benefit cuts, combined with raising the price of the paper, have put it back on the path to profitability. So the memo from publisher Arthur Sulzberger and CEO Janet Robinson saying the Globe is no longer for sale doesn't shock reporter Michael Paulson.
And I'm certainly pleased, especially after taking a look at what the alternatives were. I think the Times is the best possible owner for us going forward.
The alternatives were Stephen Taylor and his cousin Ben Taylor, part of the family that previously owned the paper for almost a century, or the California-based buyout firm Platinum Equity. It's believed the Taylors were having trouble raising the money for the purchase, and Platinum Equity has little experience in newspaper publishing. Both offered less than a tenth of what the Times bought the paper for in 1993. And many at the Globe believe that made the Times think twice about a sale. Others say they're not surprised the Times isn't selling now, if in fact the paper isn't losing money. If that's true, reporter Marcella Bombardieri says she and others want the Times to give back some of what they lost in union concessions.
I would really hope that they would look at, you know, how much they've hurt their workers, given, you know, that they are on, you know, they say that they've improved their financial footing a great deal. And, you know, they took so much away from us, and we didn't realize when we approved the contract that we were going to be, that our health plan was just going to be devastated.
The decision not to sell is a complete turnaround from April, when the Times said it would shut down the paper if it didn't get $20 million in concessions from the paper's 13 unions. What followed was 4 months of intense negotiations with the paper's largest union, the Boston Newspaper Guild, over the extent of the cuts. In July, the union agreed to cut $10 million in wages and benefits. There's still a strong undercurrent of anger at the owners for wringing steep cutbacks from the unions. And one employee who doesn't want to be identified says he believes the threat to close or sell the paper was a trick to win union concessions. But union steward Beth Daly doesn't see an organized plan to fool union members. And she hopes that when the CEO of the Times, Janet Robinson, visits the newsroom today, they can begin to mend fences, especially over health care.
It does leave us with an owner that has not been very nice in the health care fund. And we've all given up a lot. But when you look at our health care policy, it is sort of added insult to injury.
Union members have already asked management to restore a large part of the $1.5 million in health care cuts. Meanwhile, employees at the Boston Globe hope things will get back to normal, whatever normal is in a dying industry with the economy still in recession. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.